And a very happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate
it. It's why we love today.
I love it.
Oh. A little slow.
A little slow on the tick.
It's okay. It's Wednesday.
Pulling through, halfway through, the second full week of the year. 14th day, almost to the midway point of the first month of 2026. 3:51 left to go. Monday is MLK Day. 19 days until Groundhog Day.
Right.
31 until Valentine's Day.
Nowhere on that calendar do we get a day off. It's like this vast abyss of nothingness.
Yeah.
It's very worky.
Next, like, sanctioned holiday that we would get. I mean, do we got to wait till, like, Memorial Day? Or is there a spring break somewhere in there? Can we get that?
I mean, it's almost like spring break isn't for people who have been out of college 20 years.
We're done with that.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Today is otherwise known as International Kite Day.
Go fly one, bucko.
Got a decent breeze going on. Nothing too substantial, though. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Aw, like you and Howie.
Turns out Beulah, the dog, very much likes apparel. And yes, this early on, that has already been tested.
Oh, boy.
She's wearing a little like a headband thing the other day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so my house is just strange now.
My Hank will
so
rock a
weird
thunder shirt like nobody's business.
Well, and I'll do that too.
Yeah, the hot pink one was on clearance, so I went with that. And he's man enough to pull it off. I'm just going to say that right now.
He has that warrior spirit. There you go.
I trust him behind the wheel of an F-35.
It's Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day and Organize Your Home Day. That has been happening consistently for the past 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, what year is it? I think it's been happening for like 40 years for me.
On this date in history, things happened. 1690, the clarinet was invented. How about that?
I played the clarinet
in
the Pine Hollow marching band in the 7th grade.
I am guessing that's where your flute prowess comes from.
I'm gifted.
Done with that.
Yeah. 1784, the United States ratifies a peace treaty with England, ending the Revolutionary War. We won.
This thing is over.
We did it.
America.
A+.
On this date in 1952, The Today Show premieres on NBC.
Oh, today.
1954, Marilyn Monroe marries baseball player Joe DiMaggio. They made it 9 months.
Dang it.
On this date in history, we lost the great Humphrey Bogart in 1957. 1966, David Bowie comes out with his first ever record. 1972, Sanford and Son debuts. Underrated. Very good. On this date, what was that? Is that your clarinet playing?
I can't bring my clarinet everywhere. It's probably still at Pine Hollow.
1973, the Dolphins go undefeated. 1976, the Bionic Woman with Lindsay Wagner debuts on ABC.
And girls go in places.
And we got to know Madonna on this date. 1984, American Bandstand. Dick Clark asks her, "Well, Madonna, what's your ambition?" She says, "To rule the world." She had that warrior spirit.
She's sort of there. She's got 6 kids and a boyfriend that's 40 years younger than her.
All right. He's been to the Ozarks. Happy birthday today, Jason Bateman, 57 today.
He's such a good crush on him as a kid.
Although
Silver Spoon,
he's one of those. He is the same guy in every movie, regardless of what the role is. Same person.
Nobody's,
but it works.
A lot of money. No, Jason.
Woo-hoo! Dave Grohl, he fights Foo, 57. LL Cool J is 58 today.
Ladies love him.
Mm-hmm. Think he has a data center that he has to cool, Jay. Zach Wilde, that's Ozzy's guitarist, that's 59.
Right. Rock on.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, 72. Fort Worthian T-Bone Burnett is 78 today. Want a name like that. T-Bone. That'd be cool. I couldn't pull it off.
Ken is almost the same.
I couldn't pull it off.
Kenny.
Thank you, Pete. Faye Dunaway is 85 and the known as the father of drag racing. Don Garlitz, still going fast at 94. There you go.